fun. But now you got it. Now that you did get it, just from a very simple analytical viewpoint, because you like things analytically, because then you can process them. Even if it's in a woo-woo or a spiritual matter, as long as you can go at it analytically for the way your mind processes it, to say, oh, okay, got it. Let's see, pi r square. Okay, now if I do pi r square, that equals what? Well, that gives you the volume of a circle. Right, but once you've got that analytically, you can find out that pi is 3.1415926 with the 6 going into infinity. Because that's not a deal breaker, because you can find that out. But when you're having to gauge whether or not the radius is accurate or not, now we're having a different conversation. You see, if you're not in control of what the radius is, you end up with more variables than your analytical capacity can evoke to get it. And that's why this extra layer, and it's not really extra because you've taken it already to a step and place we've never been before. So kudos to you. You're hitting on all cylinders. It's just that when you got there, it wasn't enough. And you want some more. And when you get some more, that's what we were talking about earlier. Then you want some more. Okay, I got that. That's great. I don't want that anymore. I have it. I want the next thing. Now I want the next thing. How do I levitate? How do I end up in these other worlds? How do I get back? How do I try out new and exciting things that may have fear in this reality? I can try out somewhere else, see if I like it or not, and then come back and engage it here. You see, how can all men come to me for the knowledge for which they use to judge the basis of their place of being and knowingness? How does my power reign supreme? That's some new novel things that humans might want